Okay, welcome to another day. This is day six of the Creative Work Hour podcast entry for National Podcast Host Month. I figured we'd just start us off with a question and we can just see where it goes from there. We don't have to stay on topic, but what daily habits or routines do you have that help you stay creative? And do those habits or routines change when you're highly creative compared to if you're less inspired? Anyone can just jump on in if they have an input on that.
Well, I'm gonna pop in. Let's get this going. There's routines that I do. One is for maximizing my ability to remember things, which is important to me in my life. Not as in, oh, those are on a checklist, but to work on my memory abilities. And one of my most important things is I play the crossword puzzle every day. And what I do is I will play it on one device, say yesterday. And then when I open it on the other device the next day, it doesn't know that I did the crossword puzzle. And I try to complete the crossword puzzle from memory or recollection as much as possible. And I usually do pretty good. They start difficult on Mondays, get hardest by Saturdays, and I can usually make it to around Thursday and complete all the answers that I saw the previous day or knew. So that both wakes up my mind and helps to maintain my ability to remember things.
That's probably the neatest way I've heard of someone doing a crossword puzzle, because I always struggle with, I always have struggled with crossword puzzles, not knowing the word or remembering. And why didn't it ever occur to me to look at it and look at the answers and then see if I can re-answer it the next day? That's kind of genius, really.
Thank you.
I like that. Anyone else?
Yeah, for me, so I also like writing down things. I do keep like a aside from my daily to-do list, but I will also have like a if I have time to do something list that is on the same Notion page that I keep track of. But I would say in terms of when I feel stuck, right, I like to do a project that can bring me from start to end, and the easiest is cooking. So I would just go into the kitchen and I would cook from scratch. So this would be like chopping and grating and just like cooking. And then I feel like it's very fulfilling when I'm able to finish one project, especially when I'm like maybe I'm stuck on something else. So it's just a way for me to get out of that headspace, but also tell myself that I can do something else that is fulfilling.
Right. There's a book, and I'm not a big reader. I just struggle to retain what I've read, but it talks about that way, Lane. And it's a very easy to read. I think it's called Make Your Bed, and it's a military, a Marine, and they teach you to make your bed first thing in the morning. And it's that completion thing that if you accomplish something, it's easier to accomplish more things throughout the day. I love that.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I heard the Tim Ferriss interview with that author on that, and made that the making of the bed the first thing, made that like one of the must-dos every day, which is great. And because, yeah, you've accomplished something, you walk by it and you go, well, at least that's in order. The rest of my life's a complete chaos, but that bed is made. And then I have a very set schedule. I get up, I have 500 milliliters of smart water from a bottle that I've had in the refrigerator. That's like the best thing first thing in the morning, cold pH balanced water. And then I have my routine of reading newspapers. I'm a news junkie, and I go through five, just whatever shows up on the scroll, however they organize that. So I try to get top to bottom of the scroll of my newspapers and just like get a sense of what's going on in the world. And then I just try and meditate for, like 15, 20 minutes, get my head straight. And then if I'm in a good place, I start reading like books. And if I get through all that, if I am in a good place and I do all those things, I am in a great creative space to answer the question. If I'm where I can do those things, I feel ready, especially the reading. The reading, because most when I say I'm creative, I'm mostly writing. And so if I've been reading, it feels like, okay, I'm ready to now do my own, create my own words. So that's my routine.
Do those routines change if you're feeling more creative, highly creative? compared to when you're less inspired? Does one kind of fuel the other and vice versa?
I will say that the physical activity I do in the morning, and I like to do something, does get adjusted for how my mind and body are feeling. You know, if I think I need that swift boot, then I'll probably go for a walk or a walk and run. Other mornings, I can just ease into some yoga or other more tantric things. So I do vary that.
I know I'm working on my routines. The weekly reviews are incredibly helpful when I stick to them in the monthly reviews. But Basira, one of our members, had shared a journal. It's called a wellness journal. She'd shared this with the, and I know you can't see it because we're doing the audio, but this is pretty cool. It's one of the simplest things I've ever seen, which might help me. It starts out 2 pages per day. You can say weekly self-care, make whether you've made time for yourself, things like that. On a daily, it's got some mood faces, and you can circle how you're doing, what the weather is like, today's appointments, meditations, physical activity, acts of kindness, which I love, self-care, lessons learned, what I'm grateful for, affirmations. And this goes along very similar to what you teach Wailing in their reviews. It's holistic. I'm hoping that if I start to do that and I can get into the habit of doing it, that will help me. You know, I'm not very good at sticking to things. The ADHD runs rampant.
Yeah, but I also think it's fine that we fall off the bandwagon, but we come back to it. For me, on good days, I would be very diligent with my journaling. And then there are some days, maybe certain season, I'm really busy and I don't. But I do realize the difference when I am journaling or spending that quiet time with myself in the morning. It does make a difference in clearing the head. So I would feel bad too if I fall off the bandwagon, but I tell myself it's okay, just get back to it.
Right. Progress, not perfection, right? Practice, not perfect. I've heard that saying somewhere before. You heard it here first. Anybody else want to chime in with what they do?
I'll just say that I'm also like you, the much as I would love to have a routine that would just stick, it would be automatic. My brain doesn't really like the idea of habitual things. So I can externalize routines, but it'll always be an effort to do it unless my environment or self can get to it. But I will say that in regards to the whole getting stuck situation, I like to think of it, if I want to create something unique, then, or how do you create something unique? Unique up on it. So I, for example, last night at art group, I was depressed and not really feeling like creating anything. And I just started doodling on a pad. I took out a piece of paper that I had wanted to do something with. I took out a pen that I hadn't used before. And I just started doodling, not intending to create anything. And that led me into creating a nice little postcard stationery creation that I actually liked a lot. But I couldn't sit down and say, I'm going to create art now. I had to just to be honest, I think of it as seducing my brain into saying, hey, come on over here. Look what we could make. Look what we could do over here. Because otherwise, it'll just kind of go into that contrarian space and be like, no, I don't feel like doing anything. Go away. So, which is weird to say to yourself, but yeah, that's what
Ray,
works.
you really hit something on the head there, and it's something I've been toying with a lot, and that's the mental health aspect of creativity and how do we balance and take care of ourselves and our mental health while we're being creative. And when I say that, you're thinking, you know, creativity is a good thing. But for me, I can hyper-focus sometimes with the ADHD in an unhealthy way. Something will take my interest, and then, you know, days will go by. I won't eat. I won't get up to go to the bathroom, things like that. So, what about mental health and creativity? And if does anyone else experience that when creativity comes, it maybe comes on and takes over? Or is that just me?
Oh, there are. I think certain things, if I'm in flow, I'm also really in flow. And I can forget to eat sometimes. But I also realized that if I go on a little bit longer than that, like maybe like days and weeks, I will experience burnout. So it's like instead of being very passionate about it, I'll be like, I'm so tired of it. So it is hard to peel myself away, but it's good reminder to just like, yeah, maybe even though everything is going on so well now, maybe it's better to just take a break so that I can come back to it.
Balances.
Yes, I also will sort of I factor burnout into the plans. Like, yeah, I definitely know that I, and this is something relatively recent, but I will be like, okay, I see this project, I can tell it's going to take over my brain. I know that it's going to make me really, I'm going to be really tired and stuff like that. And so I both will have my partners, I'll set up my environment and be like, okay, I have this time that I'm working, and when I'm done, I have this meal already planned, or I have this book or music or activity or workout or something that I know is going to help me get through that. And I just accept that, yeah, I'm going to have some burnout, and that's okay. That is part of my refreshing thing. And maybe burnout stops being the right phrase for it. Then it's more a matter of, it's time to recharge.
Recharge, refocus. Yeah. I like that. It's good stuff.
I'm kind of in that weird spot where I am at my best if there's a hair more on my plate than what would be comfortable. And sometimes, there's nervous energy can build up from that. And I actually wound up scribbling fractals. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but I've seen other people like me do that before. You just want a piece of doodle paper and you're just doodling, or like I said, drawing fractals. That kind of, it's like having just the right level of white noise going on. It's not too quiet. It's not overbearing and distracting. And when I am at that right level of white noise, I am almost invincible in my creativity.
That works really well for some people on a different kind. There's not just the white noise. And I didn't know this until, fairly recently, there's pink noise and green noise and brown noise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is great stuff. Any more thoughts on that? If not, we can kind of knock it on the head for today's installment. Thank you, everyone. I hope you guys tune in to tomorrow's and let us know what you think. You can contact us on social media. There'll be some links in the show notes. And how do you handle your routines? Do you have a routine for your creativity? Let us know. Be interested to hear. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time.